Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line, David Levine, owner of D.H. Levine and Associates. A very, very good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks, Howard. How are you? And Chag Sameach to you and all the listeners.
Thank you very much to you as well. So first of all, tell us about this government guardian fund. It makes me incredibly nervous.
Possibly it shouldn't. This is why, as I've said on previous interviews, I suggest everybody has a balance. Well, because the Guardians Fund, and this is off the Department of Justice website, in fact, the Guardians Fund was created to receive and manage money on behalf of persons who are legally incapable or do not have the capacity to manage their own affairs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this includes minors, unborn heirs, and missing or absent persons.
Wow.
Now, here's the kicker. The money in the Guardians Fund is invested with Public Investment Corporation and audited annually. The High Court appoints a guardian who can then claim maintenance for the person whose money is held in the fund. You as, shall we say, the deceased or somebody who leaves money to somebody, if you don't have a will, the money will be the master of the High Court will then appoint somebody as the executor of your estate, and any funds within the estate will be put into the guardian's fund. And that is, they manage it, and you can have a look, and you can claim against the Guardians Fund if you know the money is there.
It's just quite unbelievable. And how do we trust this process, I guess, is the bigger question for me. Well, we don't, I suppose.
You know, it is theoretically transparent,
mm-hmm.
Okay, except to find the transparency is can be quite difficult. The various master's offices, have various, each have a guardian's fund.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not even centralized. So
right.
There are six masters, six funds, I think that's right. And once a year, they list in a government gazette the unclaimed funds in the guardian's fund. And that list reflects a reference number, the source of the funds, the estate name, if it generally is an estate, bearing in mind that it includes deceased estates and insolvent estates, the names of beneficiaries, if possible, an ID number or a date of birth of the beneficiary, and then it tells you if there's R1,000 or more in the fund.
Yeah.
The financial statements of the fund are interesting. Okay. They are, anybody out there who is in the audit game will know what I mean when I say they have an unqualified audit report. Okay. But if you look at the Public Investment Corporation financial statement, then you see all the qualifications and whatever wrongdoing has maybe been done or non-compliance with legislation is actually denoted in the reports of the Public Investment Corporation, the PIC.
Has this come into effect?
This has been in effect for many years.
Okay.
And
how's the track record been then?
You know what? I have very little to do with the Guardians Fund. If I have a look, the list of names in the this one is for Pretoria and those areas. The list of beneficiaries runs to 340-odd pages in the Government Gazette.
Wow.
Okay. And the Guardians Fund has over 1.1 billion rand. That was their revenue last year. I think if you can access the funds, it's probably not, you know, there is limitations to the amount that one can withdraw.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all governed by statute. So if you can get into the system and you need to lay a claim, you can prove your claim and you fill in the right forms, there should theoretically be no impediment to you getting the money out.
Right.
But,
right.
You know what, who's going to look through a printed list of 350 pages, which I don't think is in much of a discernible order, okay, without a reference.
But the message here is just make sure that especially if you have minor children, that your will is in order, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. for sure. Okay.
And that really would be, and make sure that your estate planning is done as best as it possibly can be.
Oh, without a doubt, without a doubt. You know, if you stay out of this situation, your affairs are much easier to manage.
Absolutely, David Levine. I do need to leave it there. Owner of DH Levine and Associates. Thank you for speaking to us, as you always do.